speak with English, Laura. I should have a co-teacher today. Pat, where are you?
I'm over here.
Oh, well, get on camera so we can start teaching this lesson.
I don't want to.
Why not? What's the problem?
This is my first lesson away since my long vacation. I'm really nervous. I've forgotten everything. I'm scared and embarrassed and I need to go to the toilet.
Sounds like you have a pretty bad case of stage fright.
Yes, I do. I don't want everyone to be looking at me.
That's ridiculous. How long have you been an actor?
Nearly 20 years.
So you shouldn't get stage fright, or at least you should know how to deal with it.
You're right. I know exactly what to do. And after reading today's article, so will you. Let's get started.
Finally.
How to fight stage fright.
The teacher calls your name. You're up next.Your heart begins to pound like a drum. You have butterflies in your stomach. Your hands are sweaty as you walk to the front of the class. You know your speech by heart, but you can't remember a thing. You feel sick to your stomach, and you can't stop shaking. Why is this happening?It's common to feel nervous about giving a speech. A lot of people are afraid of speaking in public, even professionals. Your body's response to this feeling is called stage fright. It's your body's way of helping you do your best. Stomach. Stomach. I ate bad food and my stomach started to hurt. I ate bad food and my stomach started to hurt. Shake. Shake. Shake, shook, shaken. The dog is shaking because it's cold.The dog is shaking because it's cold. Speech. Speech. Each student has to give a speech in front of the class. Each student has to give a speech in front of the class. Nervous. Nervous. I'm very nervous about the big exam on Friday.I'm very nervous about the big exam on Friday.
So today's article starts by describing what stage fright might feel like、mm-hmm. and when you might get it. It says, the teacher calls your name. You're up next. In this sentence, to be up means it's your turn to do something, often something that people will be watching.
哇，今天的主题我们要聊到有关 stage fright， 就是怯场，也就是上台恐惧症了。所以话不多说，一开始的课文我们就把 stage fright 这个情况呈现出来，让大家感受上台有多恐怖哦。好，一开始提到老师叫到你的名字，哦，你就是下一个上台喽。这里的 up， 哎，是在表示轮到你啦，换你上台了 ，you're up。OK， 通常可能是像表演啦，或者是演讲的时候，可能会说，哎，轮到你要上台喽。
Next, the article says, your heart begins to pound like a drum. The verb pound, P-O-U-N-D, pound, means to beat very strongly like boom, 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 boom.
OK, 相信大家都猜到 pound 是什么意思啦。那接着课文提到就说，哇哦，你的心跳开始像在打鼓一样狂跳哦。其中的 pound 就是刚刚 Pat 老师一直在做的，就是心脏咚咚咚咚狂跳的这样子的意思啦。
So what else do you feel? The article says you have butterflies in your stomach.Your stomach, S-T-O-M-A-C-H, stomach, is the organ inside your body where food goes when you swallow it. It's the front part of the body below the chest.
接着课文又提到了，哇，你感到紧张万分呢。那不过呢，这里我们提到的 stomach， 我们来看一下哦，它是你的胃这样子的意思。所以如果你肚子痛、胃痛，哎，很简单，就是在 stomach 后面加 ache， a c h e， 就是肚子痛 stomach ache， 或者肚子很饱，你知道怎么说吗？就是 my stomach is full。那有时候呢，如果肚子饿到咕噜咕噜叫，你知道英文要怎么说？很可爱哦，就是 his stomach was growling， G R O W L I N G， 咕噜咕噜叫哦。
Here's another example sentence. I ate bad food and my stomach started to hurt. I ate bad food and my stomach started to hurt.
哇，好可怜的 Pat， 他吃了坏掉的食物，所以他的肚子就开始痛痛哦。
The phrase to have butterflies in one's stomach means to feel a little nervous, scared, and excited. And it's like a feeling in your stomach, like it's jumping around and there are butterflies in it flying around. It's actually caused because your heart is sending more blood to your muscles and less to your stomach, as your body thinks you're going to do something soon.
Okay, so 大家可能会觉得，哈，怎么 have butterflies in one's stomach? 肚子里有蝴蝶，哦，原来是因为你太过紧张，感觉好像是有好多只蝴蝶在你胃里怎么样翻来覆去，飞来飞去，很不舒服的感觉。所以没有错啦， have butterflies in one's stomach 就是你表示你非常的紧张，这样紧张万分的意思。那通常是什么时候你会 have butterflies in your stomach？ 像是可能 before your exams， 考试之前啦，或者是 before you give a speech， 就是可能你演讲之前，你就可能会怎么样，肚子里有蝴蝶，非常紧张啦。
Let's get back to the article, which says, your hands are sweaty as you walk to the front of the class. Something sweaty, S-W-E-A-T-Y, sweaty, is covered in sweat, the liquid your body makes when you are very hot,or very scared.
接着听起来，哎，怎么越来越紧张了呢？他说，在你走到教室前面时，你的手不停的出汗呐。这里提到的 sweaty 这个形容词就是出汗的意思啦。它是源自于 sweat, S-W-E-A-T, 就是流汗或是汗水的意思哦。
The article continues, you know your speech by heart,But you can't remember a thing. A speech, S-P-E-E-C-H, speech, is a talk, especially a formal one, about a particular subject given to a group of people.
想必容易怯场的人就可以感同身受啦。接着课文提到说，你熟记了你的演讲，但你却一点都想不起来耶。这里提到的 speech 这是个名词，就是有演讲的意思。那如果要用动词，就是说我要演说，你可以用 make a speech or give a speech 来表示哦。And how can you put it in a sentence?
You can say each student has to give a speech in front of the class.Each student has to give a speech in front of the class.
Wow, 每位学生都要在同学面前，就是全班面前演讲哦。
We also saw the phrase to know something by heart. And this means you know it really well and you can remember it like it's written on your heart.
Wow, know something by heart 就是有熟记的意思，就很像刚刚派老师提到，就是好像你有写上去或是印上去在你心上，所以你已经熟记了。
The article keeps describing how scared you feel. It says you feel sick to your stomach and you can't stop shaking. To shake, S-H-A-K-E, shake, if someone shakes, part of their body shakes, something like that, they make small, sudden movements from side to side or up and down, especially because they are very frightened or cold or ill, like...
Ooh, okay, 好，接着回到课文，他提到的说，你觉得想吐而且无法停止发抖，其中的发抖的音我们来学一下，就是 shake, okay, 它是个动词，所以我们来认识一下它的 动词三态 shake, shook, S-H-O-O-K, shaken, S-H-A-K-E-N. OK, 所以可能像是手可能会抖，就是 his hand shook or trembled. OK, or sometimes you could be shaking because you're really cold.、
Mm-hmm.
可能很冷的时候你也可能会 shake. Or when you're very happy, for example, she was shaking with laughter, so she's laughing very loud. Or you could also be shaking with anger, 就是生气到颤抖。
Okay, here's another sentence we can use. The dog is shaking because it's cold. The dog is shaking because it's cold.
Poor doggy, 狗狗在颤抖因为它感到很冷。
We also saw the phrase sick to one's stomach, that word stomach again.、
Mm-hmm.
Sick to your stomach means to feel so uncomfortable you think you might be sick or faint, which is to fall down.
Feel sick to one's stomach 就是觉得想吐、像是刚刚 Pat 老师说的因为可能你会感到你想要 faint 或是 pass out 就是晕倒的意思啦、
Next, the article asks the question Why is this happening? And I think we know the answer to that You have stage fright
OK, 这次课文就说哈，为什么会这样不过我们应该都知道这就是因为上台你很恐惧你怯场啦
Time to learn more about why you get this feeling The article says It's common to feel nervous about giving a speech Now we've used this word nervous already today、
mm-hmm.
Let's give you a proper definition It's spelt N-E-R-V-O-U-S Nervous And it means having or showing feelings of being worried And afraid about what might happen
OK, 接着我们课文提到说其实对于发表演说啦会感到紧张是很正常的啦其中我们提到的 nervous 这个形容词就是紧张的 OK, so how can we use this word in a sentence, Pat?
We can say I'm very nervous about the big exam on Friday、I'm very nervous about the big exam on Friday
OK, 我很紧张这个星期五的大考 The big exam
The article tells us that a lot of people are afraid of speaking in public, even professionals.、So here, a professional, and that's spelled P-R-O-F-E-S-S-I-O-N-A-L, professional.、In this case, it means someone who speaks or acts or performs in public for their job.
OK, 其实很多人害怕在大众面前说话甚至连怎么样 professionals 是谁呢专业人士他们也是如此哦
The article goes on to say Your body's response to this feeling is called stage fright A response, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E, response is a reaction to something Like something happens, so what do you do?、What happens next?What's your response?
OK, response 当然就是反应的意思所以刚刚我们提到的所有的这些紧张的反应就叫做 stage fright 就是怯场上台恐惧症你非常害怕上台在众人面前表演或是演讲等等
So the first part of today's article ends by saying that it's not actually supposed to be a bad thing It says It's your body's way of helping you do your best
Oh, so this is your body wanting to help you to do your best performance, so the stage is okay.
Yeah, now this may not make sense to you, but don't worry. We'll explain why this is in day two of our lesson. Now it's time for today's wrap-up.
Okay, so Pat, like what we said, you've been acting on stage and doing other things like that for more than 20 years.
That's right, and being a teacher can be a bit like going on stage sometimes, but I've sung, I've danced, acted, taken my clothes off, been killed, and done lots of other things in front of an audience.
But do you still get stage fright after all that?
It depends. I don't for small shows, teaching, or things like that, but I do feel a bit of something before a really big show, something where I've been preparing for it and thinking about it for a while. So it never really goes away completely. Like our article says, it's normal.But I'm so used to it, it actually helps me rather than stops me.
Okay, we'll learn how we can deal with stage fright next time and find out some of your personal tips for what you do about it tomorrow.
Yep.
But it's time to say bye for now.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
I feel like taking a break from jogging until the weather cools down.
I feel like taking a break from jogging until the weather cools down.
Oh, hello everyone, I'm Alvi. Oh my god, 刚去慢跑回来好累哦，而且今天外面怎么那么热啊，哇，都快要蒸发掉了。我想等天气凉一点再去慢跑可能比较好哦。诶，如果你跟 Alvi 有一样的想法，这时候就可以派上我们今天的小聚会啦。I feel like taking a break from jogging until the weather cools down. 哇，要先暂停慢跑了，直到天气降温为止。诶，这句话其实非常好用哦，因为你可以把其中的 jogging 代替成其他的运动或是活动，像是 take a break from running 或是 take a break from playing video games. 而这句句子里面提到的 jogging 指的当然就是慢跑啦。现在 LB 去美国玩的时候啊，常常看到超多的帅哥辣妹在慢跑。不过我们现在台湾人啊，也是苏狼苏丁，越来越多人为了健康也好，或是为我一样为了爱睡也好，都开始 jogging 咯。好啦，那我们继续看看小聚会中的片语 take a break 指的就是休息片刻啦。人家常说运动要坚持才有效，但有时候真的是受不了啊，这时候你就可以大喊暂停 wait I need to take a break。 记得运动要适时的休息才不会造成运动伤害哦。好，那我们再回到句子一开始提到的 feel like， 当你说 feel like doing something 的时候，代表说哎，这个 kimoji 来了，想要做某件事情，后面呢就可以接上名词或是 ving， 像是运动完了你就可以说 I feel like taking a shower 或是 I feel like drinking some water。 哎，又或者是说因为天气的关系太热你不想跑了想要休息一下，别忘了还有我们今天学到的 I feel like taking a break from jogging until the weather cools down。 哎，不过现在太阳好像没那么大嘞，那我就继续去 jogging 咯，拜。
I feel like taking a break from jogging until the weather cools down.
I feel like taking a break from jogging until the weather cools down.
Kit Kat.
妈妈，这个 hear of 跟 hear about 是不是都是听过的意思啊？
翻成中文是一样的，可是在英文的用法还是有差别哦。
虽然 hear of 和 hear about 都有着听说过、听过什么什么的意思哦，但是呢，其实他们在用法上以及要强调的事情可大不相同哦。当你要说，哎，你以前有没有听过某一个人或是东西，可是你不太确定对方知不知道这个人或是东西哦，你就会用 hear of。 Hear of means to know that someone or something exists because they have been mentioned to you before. So when you ask someone, have you heard of, it means you're asking them, are you familiar with something or somebody?我们来举个例子会比较清楚哦，比方像是如果你想跟外国人提到我们的啊台湾一哥周董这号人物响当当的人物，可是你不大确定对方有没有听过，你就可能会问说 Have you heard of Jay Chou? He is a really famous Taiwanese singer。 或者呢，有时候对方提了一个刚出道的新人啦，或者是新的名词，或者是新的流行物，你可能听都没有听过的话，就会说Sorry, I've never heard of it before. 不过呢，如果你想要说的是，哎，你最近有没有听过某某某怎么啦？或者是听到某一个新闻消息呢？这时候你就要用 hear about. 比方像是 Have you heard about the end of the world predictions?
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以如果我们要问说，哎，你以前有没有听过某号人物或是某个事物，就会问到 Have you heard of this person before? 那如果是指，哎，你有没有听过有关某件消息，你就要用 hear about. For example, Have you heard about the car accident last night?
How to fight stage fright.
The teacher calls your name. You're up next.Your heart begins to pound like a drum. You have butterflies in your stomach. Your hands are sweaty as you walk to the front of the class. You know your speech by heart, but you can't remember a thing. You feel sick to your stomach, and you can't stop shaking. Why is this happening? It's common to feel nervous about giving a speech. A lot of people are afraid of speaking in public, even professionals. Your body's response to this feeling is called stage fright. It's your body's way of helping you do your best. Stomach. Stomach. I ate bad food and my stomach started to hurt. I ate bad food and my stomach started to hurt. Shake. Shake. Shake, shook, shaken. The dog is shaking because it's cold. The dog is shaking because it's cold. Speech. Speech. Each student has to give a speech in front of the class. Each student has to give a speech in front of the class. Nervous. Nervous. I'm very nervous about the big exam on Friday. I'm very nervous about the big exam on Friday.